Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 29, recorded November 4th, 2013. YouTube Music Awards fail. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy for you to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code TWIYT11. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is the show that will help you, the creator, understand and parse what has been going on in YouTube land, as we so dub it. This week, always, we have Lamar Wilson and special guest Austin Evans. How are you guys doing?
I cannot get him out of my house. It's like feeding a cat. Yeah. I gave him one meal. One meal, guys, and he will not leave. It's been the weekend's been miserable.
Oh man! Well, Austin has actually been on the show before, and great guest, so we had to have him back. For people who didn't check out that old episode, Austin, let people know a little bit about your channel and what to expect.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Austin. I run a technology channel, kind of like Lamar, but like 3 years ago.
Actual tech.
Yeah, but actual tech.
Yeah.
I do videos on all kinds of like computers and iPads, like the iPad Air, which we just did a video on that yesterday. But all kinds of tech, geeky and nerdy and all that kind of fun stuff.
And so what was the decision on the iPad Air?
I think we both kind of decided we liked the iPad Mini more. It's an improvement. It's a lot better than like the iPad 4, but it's not. I don't know. I'm not sold. It's still a big tablet, and I don't really like that. I mean,
So I wanted to ask him if someone was going to buy that, which a lot of people will buy this undoubtedly because they want to upgrade. How can that tablet benefit YouTube in a way? Like that's kind of one of a unique take. Like you think because it's lighter, people will watch more, or like the screen resolution, anything that stands out?
Yeah, well, it's a Retina display, so your 1080p videos look awesome on this. Although, actually, I don't know if YouTube supports 1080p in the app yet, but the YouTube app is good on iPad. There's also some stuff here for creators. I mean, it does have the Thunderbolt port, which there's some accessories. For example, you can get like an SD card reader, so you can actually edit. There's a brand new version of iMovie for the iPad Air.
Thunderbolt?
Lightning.
That's the Thunderbolt? Lightning. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. That's
really cool. It's got a lightning port, but you can hook up like SD cards. You actually, within a powered adapter, you can hook up like microphones. It's actually a lot of stuff you can do.
Okay.
And on top of that, it's actually very powerful. I mean, it's not that much far off from like a MacBook. So I don't know if I would do all of my video production on an iPad, but it's definitely kind of a nice. No, I wouldn't. But it's a nice little tool, especially if you want to just use it for like notes, like.
And also, editing an iMovie or something like that would be much much easier on the big screen of the iPad Air instead of the iPad Mini.
Yeah, and you know we forget that like Apple really touted a lot of the editing. You know, the iMovie's been revamped, and you know obviously Final Cut update that's coming up, that's for computers, but they really really pushed up that iMovie and made it look a lot easier. And we got to remember, we're pros, so we may not ever use iMovie for that, but just the everyday person to drop video in there and edit it and add music easily, I think it's gonna be really great for that.
And on top of it, it's got a camera. You could like literally shoot like a quick little video, cut it together on the iPad, upload it, and be done in like no time. So
you could even see it like in almost practically full screen, which is kind of cool of seeing it like really large instead of like on a phone. When I started vlogging again, I started using my iPad because it was so simple. You just shoot some video, it'd be there, and then you wouldn't have to encode and publish. It would just, you just hit, you know, share, and it would go up to YouTube. Everything would be handled for you. So
yeah, pretty cool.
And now with the faster processor, it should be able to crunch video even better.
Yeah. Oh, much better.
It's about twice as fast as the last iPad, and it's like 3 or 4 times faster than the iPad Mini. So especially when you're like rendering like giant videos, it chews through it pretty quick.
Very cool.
So last thing I want to ask, because I'm still trying to figure this out. Why are you in L.A.? Why are you here? Because you just showed up.
Why on earth go see Lamar? Are you crazy?
I didn't know he knew where I lived. It's like...
that was in the weekend. I was shooting some videos. We actually were on a shoot last night with a couple of friends of ours. We've been shooting some videos, but mostly it was just kind of a nice little getaway to kind of go and hang out with my best buddy.
So Marquez Brownlee is in that game. it's him. That's your best buddy. Yeah, no, we're trying to get Marquez to come too, but Marquez is so like, oh, I'm busy. I have videos to make. I have money to make.
Oh,
yeah,
I have to go to college while I start a YouTube career. Oh, yeah,
I play frisbee for professional. He's watching this right now. I'm gonna get a text in just a moment.
Yeah. So I have a question for both of you guys. The YouTube Music Awards happened. I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
What were they called?
YouTube Music Awards.
VMAs?
The YTMAs?
I
think we watched that.
I can't tell you that I did.
Do you think anyone watched it? And in fact, a quick impromptu poll in the chat room. Yes or no, did you watch the YouTube Music Awards? And it'll take a little while for that to happen.
Yeah. But by the actual numbers, I believe only at any point, only 200,000 plus were in the chat room of watching it, the stream. Now, let's keep in mind that there are a billion people who are registered on YouTube, okay? A billion.
Yeah.
And I know I saw before it started, there were links on Google.com to the YouTube Music Awards.
The YouTube logo at the top changed to say, like, 3 days left, like, for multiple days. It was touting.
And here's a side note.
A single person in our chat room watched it.
Dude, oh, that's crazy.
Oh, dude, no, one person says, oh, MKBHD says, I watched it and cried the whole time.
a little history. The channel that is on, the YouTube Spotlight channel, mm-hmm. is now the most subscribed channel on YouTube.
Which, when
did
that happen? It's
past PewDiePie.
Do you think it was because of this event?
No, because YouTube can make any of their channels be the most subscribed anytime they want.
I would like that to be put into the YouTube playbook. YouTube, tell me how to make that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, I think the push they had a whole week, people subscribed to it so they wouldn't miss it. Mm. I bet there was some kind of subscribe button at the top, or some kind of auto-subscribe that they did a few days in advance.
So give me a rundown on what the Music Awards are. Like, what if you were to tune in, what would you expect to see?
Chaos. And that's what you got. Okay, so YouTube's plan, as they say, they wanted they did have some top-name people like Eminem, Lady Gaga, or Arcade Fire. And Miley Cyrus was nominated. They had legit people who are on YouTube, but not YouTube personalities. And then they had YouTube personalities like Lindsey Sterling, Daystorm, some others. But it really felt like, hey, YouTube people aren't popular enough to produce this. Let's throw Lady Gaga and Eminem in there. By the way, they have new albums coming out.
Yeah.
So they will go anywhere for the publicity. And it just felt like, just like the Comedy Week, that it was more about the celebs pushing this and or YouTube trying to become TV and you know it was a disorganized mess from what a lot of people said, and it was interesting because YouTube downplayed it beforehand and said, yeah, this is gonna be a wild ride, we're just gonna wing it and see what happens, it's gonna be cool, man. And
this is
no,
you know, we're just gonna throw professionals out there on the stage, they aren't gonna know quite what to do. But, you know, that's what you guys want to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah. That was the USA Today is a really good read. Oh, that's Lady Gaga dressed as a
Oh,
as
was
a
that
boy
Lady Gaga?
Crying.
Because that looked an awful lot like a boy.
Yeah, crying at a piano. That was her debut.
And is that D-O-T-E? That's like
don't watch us.
Don't. That's so weird.
Yes.
Who would have thought Lady Gaga would have done something weird?
Yeah. And so there were a lot of weird moments. As I was reading Twitter, people were saying that it was just a lot of awkward pauses, a lot of unorganized. Like the host, you know, if the winner need to interview someone, they need to run and find them around the room. It was just like a lot of disorganized.
Is Kanye here? Kanye?
Yeah. But Kanye they said they wanted it to feel like a YouTube video. And I guess they achieved that if it's a video that no one watches. Like one of my videos. I think they nailed it.
They just watched your channel.
Like, they watched my channel. I was like, this. Yeah, they said, man, you crazy? And they were. They were crazy for putting this on. Yeah.
It's like Comedy Week, though. That was just as much of a disaster.
Yeah. I think, like, if you look through some of these, Chad, if you pull up some of these tweets that we got these thoughts from Twitter, I think the sentiment, you know, really is just like I said, not enough YouTuber interaction. You know, they were just trying too hard. You kind of get a sense of some of these tweets. What does that one say there?
It let us down since it was overhyped, which was what I was saying, was that it's like it's been on the main page. Also, I wish they would stop trying the whole live special thing. Usually awkward and slightly stupid. Maybe YouTube should just stick with what YouTube does. It was pretty unorganized, but I actually enjoyed the impromptu-ness. Needs more YouTuber and artists interaction. I think the only YouTuber that I knew that Hannah Hart was interviewing Wrecking Ball Miley Cyrus, which is now her name, Wrecking Ball Miley Cyrus.
Okay, yeah, we will dub her that.
Right, yes. And that was something that I did see come up on my social networks.
Yeah, they had a lot of YouTubers there. They flew some out to London. They flew some out to New York where the main event was, and kind of around the world. So, you know, from I Just Ain't to Tay Zonde to Hannah Hart, Daily Grace, there were YouTubers participating, but they weren't really part of the show. They were just kind of like on the outskirts. And I guess my complaint, you know, I didn't watch it, but just from all the sense of my complaint is that they don't trust YouTubers. They don't trust us enough to be able to wow an audience and put on a good show. It's like, we don't need, just like with Comedy Week, they put on pro comedians just as a buffer in case we couldn't do it. And it seemed like they did that here. There's no need for Eminem and Lady Gaga and them to be there. It was a YouTube award representing creators who kind of helped build the site up. Honor them, you know, get them out there. You know, let Tay Zonde sing, do 2013 Chocolate Rain, or, you know, like they should have just made it a fun festival. And I just think they're trying too hard to be TV again, because,
well, I mean,
that's where the money is.
And, you know, the big story here almost maybe isn't even the event itself. Obviously, we didn't watch it, but the reactions to it were not so great. But the news here may be that YouTube is going after this music thing like it's never gone after it before. In the past few weeks, we've had many stories about YouTube creating their music player. And I mean, do you think that the way that YouTube is going to grow and get market share in the future is for them to shift from, you know, YouTube will always be video, and it will always be the place that any mother can upload a video for the family to watch. So maybe the way to expand that is to have this music niche, this music angle, to try to get more people onto YouTube, become the SoundCloud for the internet.
I mean, in a lot of ways, and I don't know how you do your music, but I mean, that's one of the things we talked about last week. They're coming out with their own music subscription service.
Yeah.
Even though Google already has one, you know, they're making one for YouTube, because by and large, most of the teenagers who listen to music, they go to YouTube. Even if they don't watch the video, they'll put in their headphones and listen to it on their phone and replay it or put it in a playlist. And I think that's just huge for that generation. That's kind of, they go to YouTube is synonymous with music. Yeah. With that 13 to 17 segment, I don't know. How do you digest music?
I mostly listen to music on Spotify.
Okay.
But I do a fair share of it is on YouTube, especially when there's like not something on Spotify, or it's just something that someone sends me, or just something that I happen to find, it's recommended or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I would have to say I watch a decent chunk of my stuff on YouTube. But right. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the new MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say that, like, there's a large, like, you're almost even thinking too old. If you go 14 and under, they don't even have a credit card to sign up for Spotify.
And so
that's where I saw it, was my sister was doing this. This was like even 5 years ago, where there would almost be a website of playlists for music, and she could just click one, and she didn't even have to choose. It was already curated for her. And I was just like, you are insane. What are you doing? And she's like, this is how I listen to music. And I was like, you're crazy. This is the dumbest. Like, you're watching video, and normally it's just like a static image with music underneath. I thought she was crazy, but of course she was the arbiter that truly.
You know, you make a great point. I did not even think about that younger audience who's clearly watching YouTube or clearly have accounts.
Right.
But they have no credit card. Yeah. And that's how they're going to do it. Good job pointing it out.
So big changes happening at YouTube, maybe in music space. And then also in the creator / network space, Video Inc. had a great article about some of the upcoming updates that should be changing how partners interact with YouTube. Do a short rundown of this, Lamar. What's going on?
Sure. So the bottom line is that YouTube is becoming nervous about networks. Networks have gotten too much power. And so they're trying to wrestle. Sorry about the camera going. they're trying to wrestle some of that power back. So what they're basically going to do with the networks is they're going to split the networks into two sections. You're going to have managed partners who are equally responsible with the network. So here's an example. If I upload illegal content and I get caught by YouTube, I get the blame and my network will get the blame because we're managed together. The other part will be affiliate, where if a network wants to sign someone but they're kind of high risk, they may put them over in affiliate. So if they upload something they're not supposed to, they take the lion's share of the blame that's not on the network.
Okay, and this this is only talking about networks. So if you're still just a YouTube partner, this really doesn't affect you.
Right, absolutely. Okay. So this is a big shift because, you know, remember networks were grabbing up all kind of people just to get their bottom line up. And now they're going to have to make decisions of who's more important. And did you want to comment on some of the difference between you mentioned affiliate.
Yeah.
Had some advantages and disadvantages.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how much of this is set in stone yet because there's this article, but we'll see how, like, what networks implement it and how it all happens. But another one was that if you're with an affiliate, then it seems like it might be a little bit easier for you to actually leave the network. Although they were clear that there's not going to be any kind of magic button that you just click and say, oh, I'm done with my contract, forget about that. But it seems like it'll be a little bit less of a relationship. It's more like, oh, we're going to kind of help you a little bit. Also with some of the YouTube stats as far as being able to see like what kind of monetization you would have gotten if you weren't with the network. So you can kind of say, oh, look, this network's taking 50% of my money or 20% of my money. You can kind of compare that a little bit more.
The CPM part is really important because the affiliates will get to see YouTube will make it very transparent for them. So they can see, like, wait a minute, I'm with Full Screen and I'm actually making less on CPM than I would with YouTube.
Right.
And then you can make a decision to say, hey, I need to leave.
Right.
You know, this network because I'm making less. You know, so in some ways there's some advantages, but there are a lot of disadvantages. I think this is one of the reasons you see networks either imploding of recently or you're seeing them bond, you know, come together and become one company.
Right.
Because they kind of saw the writing on the wall. They had their honeymoon period, but now YouTube is like, okay, you all have had your fun. It's time for us to rack it in. And I guess it's good protection at the same time. So those who were exploited kind of have some kind of way out eventually. You know, there's an affiliate. They're able to see what their network is really up to.
And it's good to point out that the whole affiliate / managed is chosen by YouTube. And then YouTube hands them the keys that they can manage their partners with. So it may be mid-November, which this article is stating, that networks that expect to be managed networks and have lots of power will be branded as affiliate networks and will not have, you know, as much control over the people that are associated with their network. And then all those people who are under affiliates will get to see, oh, if I wasn't with this and they weren't taking 30-40% of what I'm making, I'd actually be making $3 more, you know, or whatever, you know, up to hundreds and thousands of dollars more.
Yeah, so it makes me wonder, what's YouTube's long-term plan? Are they going to offer their own kind of deal? Say, hey, you don't have to go with the network, guys. We actually are going to gonna offer you the set CPM or awesome CPM. We'll give you some support. Because I think YouTube ultimately want to make money and everything, but they don't want to feel like their control is 100% out of their hands. So I think long-term, we're going to see a shift of a lot of people back to YouTube. Being managed, who really had no business in the network to begin with. You know, a lot of people got joined because they wanted a banner
right
at the top. Now everybody has banners. Right. It's like, why am I giving 30% of my money for a banner? It was it was kind of silly. So this is going to be interesting development. Yeah, I think mid-November, we're going to know a lot more.
Finally, yeah. Do you think that this is the end of the YouTube networks, or do you think that YouTube will always support and push forward on the network sort of idea behind managing accounts?
I don't think it's the end of networks. I think it's the refinement of networks. Now they're going to be managed by Big Daddy. You know, now they have somebody looking over them and watching them, in my opinion.
Yeah, the days of having 80,000 channels on a network are probably coming to an end.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that will be awesomeness.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing. Yeah, I even with my smaller subscriber count, I'm getting pitched on networks all the time, and it's just ridiculous. Very cool. Well, now this part of the whole episode of This Week in YouTube has been sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is a fantastic website that is an all-in-one platform that you can easily create a website, a blog, or an online portfolio if you want to show off some of your work. Here is what they offer. They are constantly improving and refining their platform with new features, new designs, and really, really great support. It's one thing that you get with Squarespace is you get wonderful support for 24 hours. So if you need to create a website, blog, or online portfolio, head on over to Squarespace. It's quite simple. Just hit get started and you can Browse a bunch of templates. Now, these templates, they're not just static and where you can only, you know, fill in like one thing or change only a few things. You have complete control to make sure that your website is absolutely unique and represents your brand with your imagery, your photos. Absolutely, it's your website. This is not just a normal cookie cutter website. But these templates give you the amazing opportunity to have responsive design, amazing code, which would be very difficult for you to come up with yourself. On top of that, you get everything that you need, like search engine optimization, and they cover all of the extra bits to managing a website, like hosting. You can even get a domain with a year-long subscription. So the best way to do it is for you to test it out yourself. To start a free trial with no credit card required, start building your website. If you decide that you would like to purchase for future, make sure you use the offer code TWIYT11 to get 10% off and show your support for This Week in YouTube when you use that offer code TWIYT11. And we thank Squarespace for their support of This Week in YouTube. Now, Austin, we're going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh. It's not even planned. It's
totally planned. Not even planned? Has there not been enough time in the day? Do you have a YouTube tip for our guests, for our audience?
Yeah. So one of the things over the last year that I've been really spending a lot of my time on is optimizing my videos for watch time. So if you go into analytics, which if you're a YouTube creator, you really should be spending a decent amount of time in there. But there is a watch time that will show you audience retention. So this is incredibly important for getting your videos to actually really just be picked up by YouTube. So whether it's going to be in search, whether it's going to be in related videos, whatever, YouTube puts a huge amount of emphasis on the watch time. So the higher you can get this, the better. So there are all different kinds of videos, and it will kind of give you like a little bit of an idea of exactly how long, you know, the video is. So, you know, maybe getting 50% of people watching like halfway through on a 10-minute video is a lot better than a 30-second video, all that kind of stuff. So it breaks down exactly like how long the video is and what's good and what's not good. But the most important thing is try to get that up, because when you start doing that, YouTube says, hey, look, lots of people are watching this guy's videos, but more importantly, lots of people are actually enjoying the video. They're watching the entire thing. They're subscribing. They're commenting, all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to be looking at anything in analytics, obviously getting views is great and subscribers is great. But one thing that you really should be paying a lot of attention for, not only on a video-by-video basis, but on your entire channel, is getting that watch time up. It will really, really help your channel in a lot of different ways.
And so, and just this isn't like a percentage of watch time. This is actual minutes, just like it's actual subscribers. You're not getting like, you know, you put out a three-minute video and they watched 2 minutes of it. So that's, you know, two-thirds of the video. That's actually 2 minutes going into sort of like a bank. Am I correct on that?
Sure. Well, there's that, as well as if you go to audience retention, it will actually break down the amount of time. So for example, a video might say, okay, you averaged 45% people watched, you know, this video, or sorry, you had 40 someone averaged about 45% through the video, whatever. So yeah, you can look at the actual overall time, and that's great. But also, it is important to see the percentage, because YouTube's not going to penalize people for making shorter videos compared to longer videos. So if you made, like, you know, if you make lots of like hour podcasts and people will only make it like 20% of the way all the way through, that's not quite the same as someone watching a 10-second video 50 times. So but yeah, you can't actually break it down between the view time as well as the percentage watched.
Right. So I'm in audience retention here. This is just under the views report for audience retention. Now, watch time is a little bit more difficult to get to. You have to click views. And then on the top, there are two tabs. One of them is estimated minutes watched. And I have it pulled out very far. So it's at a very high number for my smaller account. But if I squeeze it back down to, I believe that's around a week, or maybe that's a month, it gets a little bit more manageable. Really good tip. And the things that, like you mentioned, to help YouTube promote, the things that, that will promote is what? It's showing up in the sidebar, it being featured on the main page. If you get your watch time up, what do you expect that this will be pushed to?
So it will go, YouTube takes a lot of things into consideration pretty much across the site, but watch time is one of the big ones that they're pushing. So that will help in search, that will help in suggested videos. And also, it's something that's helpful for you, because if a lot of people are watching the entire video, more than likely they're going to be subscribing, they're going to be commenting, all that kind of stuff more often. So if you see a video or a particular series that is done better than other videos, it's definitely a good idea to take a look at that and say, hey, can I do a sequel, or can I take some certain things that worked well? Or on the flip side, you see it starts dipping down at a certain point, you go, that's something that I can cut out for the next time. So really, really useful thing that you should absolutely be paying attention to.
Yeah, and one last thing that I was told about watch time is that if you the higher you can get it up, that percentage, it actually affects your CPM.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so you can actually make more money if you get more people stay at your videos longer. They don't break it down for you how, but they do guarantee that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, that is wonderful. Great tip, Austin. Thank you so much. Now, if people want to subscribe to you, where should they head?
YouTube.com/AustinEvans.
Perfect. And you can see on his channel all sorts of great tech gear. If you are a techie, like I'm sure that you are, head on over. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, just like, I mean, even you got Oculus Rift here. We got is the iPad Air worth it? Which you were bringing up at the beginning of the show with Lamar. Absolutely fascinating and great. Please head on over to YouTube.com/AustinEvans and subscribe. Is there anything that people will have to look forward to in future videos? Do you have anything planned out that you could let us know about?
Future videos. Well, over the next couple weeks, there's going to be the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. So I'll be doing lots of coverage of those. There's also going to be the iPad Mini Retina going to be coming out. Lamar and I, we just did that video on the iPad Air. If you guys want to check that out, we kind of give both of our opinions on whether you should buy it or not. I know we kind of talked about that a little bit. But yeah, so lots of stuff. It's going to be a busy, busy November.
Woohoo! It's Christmas time. Everybody needs to subscribe to get all the news on tech for Christmas time. Lamar, what have you been up to this past week on YouTube?
It's been really busy. I did a collab with a good friend of mine, Michelle Glavin, on Friday, and it was fun. She's a beautiful woman, and we played that up in videos, and we did a tag video.
Was it common black guy tag?
Yeah, it was to see if she was more black than I was, like watermelon or chicken or or if she could dance, and she could dance better than me. So there were a lot of, and then on her channel we did the common white girl tag to see if I was a white girl. If I tweet a lot, which I do, if I like Starbucks, which I don't, mm-hmm. but then I kind of qualified as the white girl.
And
she qualified as a black guy, I just spoiled it for you, but still watch it. It's funny.
That's funny.
Wednesday, this coming Wednesday is my big day. I'm doing a collab that's already done with Daily Grace, who has 2.2 million subscribers. So that's a really nice collab. I look forward to that. So be sure to subscribe so you see that on Wednesday. We're actually going to upload it really, really early in the morning.
Woo! Woo.
Yeah.
Any reason for uploading it early in the morning?
Yeah, she uploads every day around between 1 and 2:30. And that's just when she uploads. She's done it for 3 years. So I'm uploading to coincide with her because She says in her video, "Hey, you know, watch
our watch." You don't want it to just not be there.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be very, very early in the morning.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
This last week, I went to MineCon, which is one of the reasons that if you've been mesmerized by this scruffiness right here, is because I couldn't get a razor on the plane.
Is that beard a requirement?
Say again?
Is that beard a requirement for MineCon?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Whenever you go to any convention that contains nerds, you're not allowed to function with the same bodily, like, you know, you have to go scruffy. You have to be disgusting.
You have to look rough. Yeah, like right. You've been in a basement for a week.
Yeah. Okay. You need to sort of urge con funk out of your system there. And so I actually stayed up really late and uploaded videos throughout the days. I still need to get yesterday's, the final day, finished. But this one was about the registration. This is actually one of my most popular videos at the moment. It's at 4,000 views in 2 days, which is really good for me. With images of the convention and stories about what's happening. And then yesterday I uploaded another one, with Islands of Adventure, and Notch was in line with me, when we went to go, see some of the stuff in Universal Studios, some of the exhibits, which we're showing off here, which that little guy was so cool. Just general funness. So, here's the, when we saw Notch, there he is. You can see Notch. He's in line with us.
You go to so many of these. It's like, is there a MineCon every weekend? You're flying all the time to some of these things.
Really?
Yes, it was. Did you just go to one like a month or two ago? I feel like you went to.
Where did I go? Oh, I went to PlayOnCon. Yeah, that was a different. Okay. It was close. Yeah. Those are the only two I've ever been to. But they did happen kind of like within 2 months of each other. Okay. So anyway, that was what happened this last week. So if you want to see kind of how crazy the convention scene is, do that. I also uploaded a great building game with some fantastic people. The highlights are, you know, Good and Direwolf 20. If you're into Minecraft, you know that. And then I'm always proud of these little teeny tiny vlogs where I was just packing and talking about MineCon. It was kind of funny if you want to check that out as well. That's youtube.com/omgchad. And youtube.com/LamarWilson if you want to subscribe to our personal channels. And once again, Austin, thank you so much for joining us. You are a fantastic guest.
Please leave my house now.
But yeah, Lamar might need some personal space.
Yeah. This is really tight. We've been sitting like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Like it's a pretty decent
size. Is your leg a little bit warm from?
It is, yeah. It's really, I can't even move it now.
Awesome.
I've been stuck here for 12 hours. Please help.
Thank you so much. And that about wraps up this episode of This Week in YouTube. If you'd like to subscribe, make sure that you head on over to youtube.com/TWIYT and hit that big old subscribe button. That way, your video gets delivered to you by robots every single week. And if you want to check us out live, you can do that at Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's about 8 p.m. Eastern. At live.twit.tv, so you can see how we put this episode together. And that is about it. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.
Later.